USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says victims of ransomware attacks forked over nearly $600 million during the first half of 2021. Bitcoin was the payment method most often used. President Biden is pitching his social spending program in Connecticut as negotiations on the plan heat up. The president once again saying the wealthy will pay for his Build Back Better plan, although he's not against Americans becoming wealthy, but wants those individuals to pay their taxes.
I don't think you shouldn't be able to make a million or $1 billion. I'm a capitalist, but guess what? I'm also listed for 36 years as the poorest man in the Congress. But I make big money now. I'm a president. But all kidding aside, I don't think we should punish anybody, but just pay your fair share.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Some community members are supporting John Deere workers picketing outside a plant in Ottumwa, Iowa.
This is kind of a life-changing event. You know, without this, families are going to lose their homes.
Ottumwa native Tony Fitzsimmons marching with picketers on the first day of the UAW auto strike on Thursday. That audio courtesy of NBC News. John Deere saying it's committed to working with the union to get a deal done and get workers back on the job. A 20-year-old U.S. Army sergeant has finally been brought home to Leslie, Michigan, after being missing in action since November 1950 during the Korean War. William Cavender's remains were identified through DNA analysis in May 2020 after being found in North Korea. He was buried Thursday next to his parents in St. Cornelius and Cyprian Parish Cemetery. His younger sisters say they were grateful to give him a proper burial. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A New York real estate heir is sentenced to life in prison in California.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Susan Berman, someone he called his best friend 21 years ago. Berman's cousin and others spoke, including her adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, who said his mother's murder changed his life.
You also murdered me. You murdered the person I was. All his dreams and all his hopes gone. He no longer exists. I am a whisper, a wraith of who I once was. My mother's murder and the events of the last 40 years will never leave me. You satisfied, Bob?
Prosecutors in New York are now reopening the cold case of Durst's wife, Kathy, who disappeared in 1982. Her body has never been found, and no one has been charged with her disappearance. Durst's attorneys have indicated they will appeal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
FedEx, UPS, and the U.S. Postal Service announced the final dates for shipping Christmas presents. Even though each shipping service has released their final dates, customers are encouraged to ship their gifts with extra time to spare. The Postal Service recommends shipping gifts before December 6th. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com or Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.